really excited to have this exhibition as the second one that we hold in the garage for several reasons. The first one being that I think the Moscow public needs, in a way, an introduction to contemporary art. And I think that doing a group show is a really great, you know, stepping stone. So we opened with a Russian artist, which was Ilya and Emilia Kabakov. And then I just really wanted to show the audience the different types of contemporary art and artists that exist and, the mediums they work in. I think these are really leading examples of such work. So this was really a big reason why we decided to do this.
You were recently named the chief editor of Corp, a famous fashion magazine.
Yes.
How will you have enough time to edit that and also to keep going with the garage?
Well, Pop is a biennial, and what I hope to do in Pop will have a lot to do with what I'm doing at the garage, because I do hope to introduce a large art element to the magazine, culture,
absolutely,
a lot more literature. I mean, I think these things really go hand in hand.
How do you think a show like this affects and informs Russian art scene?
Well, I think, you know, anything you're exposed to, whether consciously or subconsciously, affects, you know, your thought process and your, your vision. So I think that as a lot of these works and artists have never previously been shown in Moscow, it'll just be something extra for the artists to see. I mean,
can you tell us about which your favorite works are here? What do you like
most?
I
hate that question.
Oh, sorry.
I love all the works, some more than others, I don't know, let's say. But if I were to pick one, I really love the Flavin corridor at the end. I think it's really good. It turned out really well.
Dasha, I think you said that there were some quite explicit works or images that she decided not to include in the exhibition.
No, that's not what I said. You must be referring to an interview I did yesterday. Yes, what I said is, when we select works for the garage, we have to keep in mind that we have a lot of children coming through because we are still a family center. So this is one of the considerations.
Some of your commercial sponsors must be hurting quite badly right now. Does that affect the garage at all?
Of course we're affected, as we heavily rely on corporate sponsorship and private sponsorship. We're affected by the crisis as anyone else. So yeah, we've had to make cutbacks.
And what kind of cutbacks do you mean? Less ambitious projects for the future?
Or? Perhaps less expensive exhibitions. I wouldn't use the word ambitious, but perhaps, yes, we have to really consider that aspect when choosing the artists and works we want to bring here.